WYPR is here to keep you connected to your community. And as our communities change amid the coronavirus pandemic, that connection is more important than ever before. Member support makes it possible. And if you can, we hope you'll help us out. If you're a sustaining member, consider increasing your monthly pledge or become a new member with a first-time gift. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link. And thanks.
Earlier this year, it appeared that something quite rare was about to occur. One of the 50 U.S. states, Washington State, was striving to pass a bill that would have instituted a new payroll tax to help cover the cost of long-term care, whether in a nursing home, a residence, or elsewhere in a community. As reported by the New York Times, eligible adults were to receive $100 per day from the revenue raised by the tax for up to 365 days. While that is not typically enough to pay the complete cost of nursing home care, it is potentially helpful in keeping less affluent older people from rapidly obliterating their savings and ending up on Medicaid. Medicaid, of course, is a large and rapidly growing source of expenditure for many states. But alas, it was not meant to be. None other than the American Association of Retired Persons came out against the legislation, citing a variety of unanswered questions. As reported by the Times, many of the questions revolved around who would qualify as a caregiver and who would be eligible to receive the $100 per day. Answers to these questions are extremely complex. Still, the issue of long-term care is a major issue that must be addressed. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, one in three people who live until at least the age of 65 will reside in a nursing home at some point. Once they settle in, most will be short on money. Medicaid covers at least part of the bill for 62% of people who reside in a nursing home. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Anibon Basu.